Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing in our Lent devotional we've been going through here on the Drivecast. As you listen here, you can also, via the app or wherever you're listening, you can find our devotionals and read through these devotionals. Our team has done a great job of putting these together. We're kind of walking through this week looking at this concept of indulgence. We've talked about the kind of historical seven deadly sins. We've kind of reduced that list down to six and reframed some of these things. And we're looking at this concept of indulgence, but also looking at Psalm 23. And so let me hit Psalm 23, and then I'll try to bring those two things back together. So Psalm 23 is one I would encourage you to commit to memory. It's a beautiful psalm, and more than that, extremely practical and helpful for difficult moments. Not only difficult moments, just to even daily go over in your mind. Psalm 23, right, the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." All throughout the psalm, you get this concept, this theme of, I have all that I need because God is my shepherd, because he is with me. That's the way it starts, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another way to say that is, it gets translated, I lack nothing. I have everything that I need because the Lord is my shepherd. And even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, why am I okay? Why do I not fear anything? Because he's with me. The psalm ends by saying, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm okay because I'm in the presence of God, because he is with me. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In your presence is the fullness of joy." That everything that we truly need, the deepest desires of our heart, are satisfied in and only in God. This concept of indulgence, right? When we often say, like, man, I overindulged in that, what we usually mean by that is, hey, I took a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Ice cream, it's a good thing. But I overindulged. I took this good thing and I made it a bad thing because I took it too much, right? I took it too far. And I think when we think about that from a Christian perspective, what we're really saying is, man, it's not so much about the amount, right? Well, I ate four scoops of ice cream. I overindulged. It's the attitude that we're taking into it. And really, what am I looking for from this thing? Am I looking at this thing, ice cream, right? Wealth, sex, many good things in life, family, job, career. Am I looking to those things and saying, hey, this is a good thing, right? When it's used the way in which God designed it, these are good things, good gifts from God that I can use and I can enjoy and I can experience, and they can actually help me appreciate and love God more. I accept that gift and I love and appreciate more the giver. So it doesn't mean, you know, when we say we're satisfied in God, it doesn't mean, well, I don't find any satisfaction in any of those things and in the gifts. That's not true. We enjoy those things. God has given us all those things to enjoy. But this concept, I think, of indulgence is, hey, I am looking not to God. I'm looking to, not to the giver. I'm looking to the gift. I'm looking to this thing to satisfy the deepest longings of my soul. I'm looking to this created thing and I'm exchanging God for that thing. No, this is the thing that's going to satisfy me. If I have more of that, it will satisfy me. That's what I really need. And we all know when you pursue those things and you go after those things and you make those good things God things, they end up being bad things. They disappoint. They don't satisfy. And the psalmist tells us, and I mean, it's the all throughout the scriptures, right? Only God can truly satisfy the deepest longings and desires of our hearts, and we're called to look to Him. That's all the way back to the garden, right? The oldest lie is that God puts Adam and Eve in the garden, and it's everything that they need. He's provided them with more than they need, and He tells them to trust Him, right? Don't eat from that tree, right? For when you eat of it, you'll surely die. The enemy comes in. You know, did God really say that? Question God's word. Question His motives towards you. Question whether He's really going to take care of you. No, you can be like Him. If you just grab from that and take it, that's where you're going to find satisfaction. It's not true. The Lord is my shepherd. He is our shepherd. We have all that we need. So I'm going to pray for us, and I would, as I pray, and then I encourage you to pray, I would say take a minute and just ask, Lord, is there anything that I'm looking to in my life? Any, you know, good thing maybe. Maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing, but even good things, am I looking to them with the attitude of worship, looking to those things to try to satisfy? Am I running to anything when times are hard, when I am stressed and I am tired, rather than running to You? And saying again, oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Let's pray. Father, if there is anything in our hearts, in our lives, that we are running to, that's not You. Father, if there are any good things in our lives, even good things that we're not enjoying as good gifts from You, but we're looking to them to satisfy the deepest longings of our souls, will You show us that? Father, will You help us, grant us repentance, Lord? Help us to come back to You, hand those things over to You, and say, God, put them in a right perspective, in the right place in our life. And Father, ultimately, we want You in Your rightful place as King and Lord, our Savior, our great Shepherd, first in our lives. Lord, we love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray and reflect for yourself.